Mr. Richard Roper is joining us right now. This is a pretty unique circumstance that we have because of the COVID-19. So many of these big blockbuster movies are now going to be available on your TV as opposed to the movie theater. And this one was for the movie industry, for the movie studios. This one must have been right on the line, Richard Roper. The new Tom Hanks movie, Greyhound, big budget, lots of special effects. It's a World War II adventure film, right? And
right,
exactly. They chose to go with Apple TV Plus to release it.
Exactly, Ro. In fact, you know, at the beginning of this year, way back in the day when we were going to movies and theaters, I talked about this as one of the most highly anticipated films of the year because, as you mentioned, it's a Tom Hanks film. And who has done more in terms of entertainment, movies, and miniseries for World War II than Tom Hanks? Of course, Saving Private Ryan and then Band of Brothers in the Pacific. And Greyhound, he wrote this and actually stars in this role. And although it's not based on a true story, it's actually based on a novel. It's inspired by the very real events of the Battle of Atlantic, which, you know, was waged on the Atlantic Ocean, was the longest running battle in all of World War II. And it was all about convoys of Allied ships trying to get supplies across the pond while German U-boats were attacking from all ends.
Right.
So that's what this movie's all about.
Now, you mentioned Tom Hanks' connection to World War II, and the press junket for the release of this film, so the people, obviously, they go out and they publicize, all they want to talk to him about is coronavirus.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just tells you a sign of the times.
Well, and of course, because Tom Hanks and his wife, Rita Wilson, were among the very, very first public figures to test positive. I believe, you could correct me, I believe they were in Australia making a movie. So, you know, I understand that. And, you know, and Tom Hanks has got such a, you know, he has earned a role as more than just an actor, writer, director, producer. He's someone who's been around for a long time, been involved in a lot of things, very intelligent and educated guy when it comes to current events. So people do want to hear from him. Now, the unfortunate part about all of this, Ro, is that Greyhound is not a great movie. In fact, I'm giving it 2.5 stars.
Oh.
It's one of the biggest disappointments. And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
You know, remember a few months ago, we talked to Harrison Ford, who had done a movie called Call of the Wild, where there were CGI. He talked about how in a lot of these battle movies, war movies, they overdo it with the CGI. And he actually said there are too many bleeping planes in the sky in a lot of these movies. And that's exactly, unfortunately, what happens here. They did film some of this aboard a ship, I believe it was a Canadian ship, but mostly it's CGI, Ro, and it's very obvious that it is because, you know, the swooping cameras, it's almost like a Michael Bay movie and so many planes in the sky and so many ships at sea and, you know, so great special effects and then a lot of technical jargon. The problem is we don't get to know any of the other characters other than the Tom Hanks character. And we got to have, you know, when we talk about the great war movies, and you and I have talked about a lot of them, we did a podcast around Memorial Day about some of the great American war films. We get to know the characters first. We're emotionally invested in them. And then if something happens to one of them or there's heroics or tragedy, it has an impact. In this movie, all the characters are so superficially drawn that at one point, the Tom Hanks character asked the guy on the ship, he gets his name wrong. And he goes, I'm sorry, I'm still learning who everybody else is. And I'm like, well, we are too. And that's never a good thing in a movie like this.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is so disappointing. I'm still going to watch it, though. When does it premiere? Tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. And I will say this, too. I do think it might have looked better on the big screen. You know, maybe those special effects on a giant screen, they either could have been magnified or they would have played better. Me watching it in a home viewing environment, it just took me out of the film. I kept saying, well, they clearly did this with computer generated stuff. And I think they just fell in love with the technology and forgot about the story.
Oh, all right. Okay. There's another thing coming out this weekend on Hulu, Palm Springs, which is basically Groundhog Day with Andy Samberg.
Yes, and I love this. You know, the Groundhog Day is a whole genre now. We had a Netflix series called Russian Doll. We had a horror series called Happy Death Day to You, where the young college student keeps reliving her death day. So it's become a whole thing. What I like about this one, Ro, Palm Springs, Andy Samberg keeps waking up. He's a wedding guest, and he's the plus one. His girlfriend's an Instagram model who's an idiot, of course. And he's like the plus one at a wedding, so he doesn't even know people that well. And he keeps waking up on the same day. But the cool thing is, one night in a drunken stupor, he drags another wedding guest basically through the vortex, and she wakes up with him and says, what have you done to me? Because if you remember in Groundhog Day, Andy McDowell's character, Chris Elliott's character, none of them ever are aware of the fact that they're in this loop, right? It's Bill Murray by himself. So it's a different twist when it's two people who, by the way, were strangers and now are thrust together to repeat the same. And the wedding reception theme is a great gimmick because think about all the things that can happen there. You know, as he gets to know everybody at the wedding reception and kind of play off of that. It's really, really funny, but also very smart, kind of considers, so just like Groundhog Day. Nothing's ever going to be as good as Groundhog Day in that genre, but 3.5 stars. Palm Springs is probably the best role Andy Samberg's ever done.
Oh, tell it to the producers of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What about...
I will. I'm going to call them and say, listen, I want to tell you something.
I didn't really mean that, but okay. With this this Hulu, is it on now or is that also tomorrow?
No, you can get that right now.
All right, Palm Springs. All right, maybe I'll have to do that and forget that I wanted to see Greyhound and not watch Greyhound. Okay, very quickly, I want to ask you about this because you're also our gambling editor. The Bellagio in Las Vegas, big, beautiful casino. Right,
mm-hmm.
We loved it.
Yes.
Didn't we rip it off in Ocean's 11? I think we did.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Now they made a mistake that may lead to the biggest loss for a Las Vegas sports book. What was that?
Yeah, it's a thing called past post betting. What it basically means is if you remember in Back to the Future 2, when they got a hold of the sports almanac, Marty McFly, and then if you have the results of something and you bet on them, you're going to win. And what happened is some savvy bettors who were looking for an angle learned that there was still betting available on Korean and Japanese or Chinese baseball league games that had already started. So they were betting on teams that were up 6-0 or teams that were down 12-2 and doing all kinds of gimmicks because the kiosk hadn't yet closed that. So they basically were betting on games that were almost over, which is really going to increase your odds, Ro. I think we saw that in The Sting as well, if you know how things are going to turn out.
Yes, we did.
So a couple of bettors won like $250,000 and they found out it was human error. They hadn't realized because of the weird staggered starting times and the time difference and everything that these bettors were essentially wagering on almost sure things. Not quite because the games weren't over, but imagine being able to bet on the Kentucky Derby when the winner is going down the stretch and is up by 5 lengths. You know, you've got a huge advantage there. It's unethical. It's not clear if it's actually illegal. They're probably going to have to pay out the bets. What has happened in the past when bets like this have been made because some sort of clerical error is the casino will say, we're going to pay your bet because you legally probably have a case. You are no longer welcome in this casino ever again.
And how many times has that happened to us? I can't remember. I'm trying to remember.
And it's not usually because we made $250,000 on a Korean baseball game either.
Yeah, that's true. All right, Richard Roper, thank you very much. We'll talk to you
again, sir,
tomorrow. There he is. Again, very disappointing. Greyhound, the new Tom Hanks war movie, only 2.5 stars. Maybe I'll ask him again tomorrow, and he may up the ante. Maybe it'll be 3.5 by tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, it's Carnarvon Wagon Day, right? That's a very important thing. Fridays, Carnarvon Wagon will roll. And we're going to unveil a new feature tomorrow. Meet the mask hole. Yep. People who refuse to wear masks and get mad about it. Mask holes. Are you one? You're going to really enjoy this tomorrow. We have some of the greatest audio ever. It's become the new thing on the internet. Into the Night with G comes your way next after news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.